There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Appropriate measures be put in place to support teachers or SNAs who've been assaulted. Teachers? SNAs? Assaulted? Sophie Cole joins me, the special education mentor from Instagram. Sophie, teachers and SNAs assaulted. Who would do such a thing? Good morning.
Hi, PJ. Thanks for having me on this morning. I think it's really important that before we really get into any discussion that we acknowledge that the children are not to blame here, that the government have failed to provide them with adequate access to multidisciplinary teams and services. And that's what has played a large role in the frequency and extent of assaults that are taking place in our schools across the country. Not so recently, 17 months back now, was a victim of assault in my classroom. And I had access to 3 months paid assault leave, and then that's it. You're kind of left to fend for yourself. So over time, I used my special education mentor Instagram page, where I would have previously shared loads of resources and teaching techniques with other teachers and families. But I used it as a means of reaching out to other teachers and SNAs across the country. And it was, like, the only word to describe it is frightening how many teachers and SNAs have suffered assault in the classroom.
You were assaulted in your own class. I don't know how much detail you can go into, but tell me what happened.
So I am a special education teacher, and the INTO recently carried out a survey, and they found that 98% of teachers in special classes are victims of assault, which is a staggering number. And, you know, that's just the teachers. The SNAs are equally victims here.
Assault by parents?
No, these are by the children, these assaults. Okay. And that's why, you know, I was kind of saying that it's the inadequate services that are available to our most vulnerable children.
Excuse me, I took the impression that it was parents about services and getting stuck in teachers and SNAs. This is people being assaulted in their own classroom by their own pupils.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's correct.
Okay. Tell me more.
Yeah. So I suffered an assault back in November 2022. I've been left with a complex regional pain syndrome in my left hand, so I don't have the use of my left hand now. Anything that touches off it is the most horrific pain imaginable. Complex regional pain syndrome is known as the world's most painful incurable condition. And I go into hospital tomorrow and I get a spinal cord stimulator inserted. Right. And the idea is that that will reduce my pain by 50%. So, you know, I'll never get 100% pain relief. I'll never get, you know, a full recovery.
And did a child do that to you, Sophie?
Yeah, yeah. And like that, minus an extreme, you know, there's so many stories, and I've shared them on my Instagram, of teachers and SNAs who have had their backs broken, wrists broken, and suffered major head traumas, facial paralysis, memory loss, like lasting, lifelong disabilities and injuries.
What the hell? And what age children are we talking about here?
You know, it varies quite extensively here. I'm in a school which is 5 to 18 years, you know, special schools tend to be that age bracket.
Yes.
Of course, then you're getting it in primary schools. You're getting it in secondary schools as well. I'm not 100% sure the extent there because the INTO only deals with primary schools.
Yes.
So we were really only getting the figures for those. But as I said, 98% of teachers in special schools and special classes across the country have suffered an assault. That's
what
just an unthinkable number. And again, that's only the teachers. You know, the SNAs are receiving this too.
Sophie, I thought I'd heard it all. You're blowing me away here.
Yeah. And like that's what, you know, I'm trying to bring to light because sadly, I think a lot of us didn't realise that the assault leave that we have access through as teachers and SNAs only provides us with 3 months paid assault leave. And then after that, you know, you go onto your sick pay and then your sick pay only lasts so long. And then like for me, myself, I'm left on the state €220 a week. And then that runs out in November because I will have been on it for 2 years and then I'm left with nothing. And like I'm facing into a major surgery tomorrow and, you know, I have no income. We have a mortgage. We're due to get married in July. I've essentially lost my career for the moment. You know, I don't know, will I ever be able to return to that? I don't know, will I have to retrain? But the money won't be there to allow me to financially retrain if worst case scenario I had to.
And have you any comeback here?
No, like, I mean, you know, it's a very long kind of road you've to take. And like what I'm appealing to Norma Foley to do at the moment is to amend assault leave to 3 main points. And, you know, I'll read these points to you. And I think you'll be astonished that these aren't already in place, given the statistics I've just shared with you. So number one, to provide immediate financial assistance to cover expenses related to medical bills, therapy sessions and medication. Number two, provide assault leave to teachers and SNAs for the duration of their medically certified leave. And the duration is key there. And finally, number three is to establish a comprehensive support system for educators who become victims of violence within the workplace, ensuring a swift and empathetic response to their needs. And like that is really important because myself and so many others who've reached out to me have felt so isolated and abandoned by the Department of Education, our very workplace. You know, we were just left aside. We were given no instructions at what funds we could access, what supports are available. And that's probably because very little is available. But, you know, it's so isolating. And when you suffer an assault, your sole focus should be on your recovery. You shouldn't have all these added stressors surrounding it.
I think the image, Sophie, of a teacher being assaulted by a child and left, as you have, needing complex surgery and being in almost constant pain and you don't know if you'll ever work again. I think the vision of that happening, most people are going, what the actual, you know what? That's the first point. But the second point then, when you say so much of it is going on, what's been done to prevent it?
That's it. You know, like the short-term goal would be to amend assault leave. You know, that's something that could happen really quickly. But like long-term, you know, change needs to happen. People can't go to work in fear. And that's what so many are. And then the frightening thing is, you know, in the classrooms, tables are being thrown, chairs are being thrown. People are being hit, kicked, bitten. Really, they're being hurt. And teachers and SNAs are on the front line of that, trying to protect the other students in the classroom. So, you know, learning and education is now, in some classes and some schools, not paramount for the other children in the classroom. And it's all about managing behaviour. And again, I want to really reiterate that it's not the children's fault who are presenting this behaviour that challenges. You know, they're our most vulnerable children and they're not receiving the supports. And that's where the government needs to change. You know, the multidisciplinary teams need to be back within the schools. More services need to be provided. Schools need to have far more staffing as well.
It's very kind and gracious of you not to blame the individual who left you in the state that you're in. I have to say that.
Yeah. Well, look, I suppose special education, it was always my passion. You know, I have a great understanding of these wonderful students and these wonderful children and all they go through. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to look at how much they're suffering, that their only means of communication is aggression or violence, yes, you know.
And that's what I was getting to. Clearly, something is wrong when we get to a situation that you as a dedicated special needs teacher and the young person you're trying to teach, something is wrong somewhere when that young person's only option is turn on you and hurt you.
Yeah. Like that's how they're being heard as such, you know, that they're communicating their frustration through that. And that, you know, that just emphasizes the need for supports for those children to reach that point where that's their only means of communicating is just so unbearable to think about.
Because you wonder if it's happening in their classroom, it could be happening in their home, it could happen in the corridor.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, it does definitely happen at home as well. And, you know, siblings and families, they have it really, really hard. And then it's happening within schools. And the fact that it's not, you know, just within a class.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Classroom, you have to think of the wider school community. You know, there's often very vulnerable students in the school who maybe couldn't take any level of physical aggression, you know, that would cause them major harm. Yeah. Or you have a lot of pregnant staff as well, and they're in these classrooms or they're in these school environments. And, you know, I have gotten stories of teachers and SNAs who were pregnant and had tables thrown at them or were punched in the stomach.
It's awful. That it gets to that. And like you say, and you're correct, and your way of thinking, like I said, it's gracious, but you have to understand it. Those kids, that's all they have. They have nothing else. I remember from when my boy was in school, in special school, there was one lad in his class and he had some problem going on. And he would attack another child and knock him to the ground. Now, my lad could have put him into the middle of next week if he rose his fist to him. But he's just not made that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the fact that child had that going on, Something's up with the system.
Yeah. There's so many faults in the system, you know, and as I said, it really comes to the services that are available and how understaffed every service is, which I think everybody is aware of, yeah. You know.
I did speak to a mother one time, a year or two ago, who had become, and it broke my heart to hear it, she'd become afraid of her own son, who she loved yeah. more than life itself. But she was afraid of him.
And, you know, and especially your own son, like that is a horrific situation to be in. But I can totally understand it. And, you know, I myself suffer with PTSD from my assault, and so many other teachers and SNAs have reached out who also suffer with PTSD, which is understandable. You know, I suppose you're being assaulted and, you know, we're trained, like we know that the child can't regulate, that there's a reason for this assault. So we're not in a position where we're going to, you know, protect ourselves physically. You know, we're vulnerable to it. We're going to have to take that assault.
Come back to how the system should protect you. And I think we've probably shone a bit of light on it now in the last couple of minutes, how the system should protect you and the others like you. That once something like this happens to you in a classroom, then the department should have your back, so to speak.
Yeah. Like, at no point did anybody from the Department of Education reach out to me and check if I was doing okay, if they could provide any counselling or any support. Like, we do have access to, I think it's maybe 3 or 6 free counselling sessions, but I had to go looking for that. You know, nobody just gives you, this is what you're entitled to, this is here for you. And definitely, like, the 3 months assault leave pay, it should be changed to be for the duration of your medically certified leave. Like, I'm 17 months in now and I face another major surgery tomorrow. So I'm in no way medically certified to return to work, but I'm left unpaid.
No, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you stayed with the conversation as I brought it around and back to this, just to enlighten people as to what's going on. Like, you were hurt in your classroom by a young lad who couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Let's put that on the table. The young person, the young kid who attacked you couldn't help it. Couldn't help what they were doing. Right? Under no circumstances were you going to defend yourself, because you can't.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're now left, let's call it, seriously injured, almost permanently injured, unable to work.
Yeah.
Then your employers should have your back until such time as you can or cannot come back to work.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem like we're asking for much, you know. You'd imagine these requests are already implemented, but they're not.
So I would have thought, Sophie, that under a wonderful document called the 2005 Health, Safety and Welfare at Work Act, you should be covered here.
Yeah, no, sadly not, you know. And definitely that would be my thoughts, you know, and everyone's thoughts. But no, we're really just seem to be the exemption to it all. And it's the same for all the staff who are pregnant and are in a position where they still have to go into work. You know, some are offered leave, some aren't. There's no consistency. And that's why assault leave needs to be amended, so that there's just consistent support provided across the board.
It should be an absolute. And from this day forward, you would be pushing an open door with regard to this happening. Yeah. And on this programme anyway, I can tell you that now.
Thanks, Vijay.
It's been a fascinating and a rather scary conversation. Sophie, thank you. Special Education Muntor on Instagram, and she's a special needs teacher. She was, let's use the word, assaulted by a child in her care, and she has a severe injury. She has her second surgery tomorrow because of an assault that happened in her classroom from a child. A child who's no control of what they were doing. And Avril says here, it's the government that are leaving us all down, teachers, parents, society at large. And it leaves then the most innocent children at the centre of this with no other way of communicating when they're not given the right facilities. We should move away, though, from language like assault, while not in any way reducing what's happening to the teachers. I take that point. I take that point out. What other word do you use? You know, she was attacked by a pupil in her class and severely injured. What do you call it? More. I'd be more concerned in looking at the cause and looking why it got to that stage, that poor, misfortunate young person who turned on her had no other option. Felt in their own mind they had no other option, no other way to control their anger, no other way to control their fear. Oh my God, says Lisa, someone will have to be killed before they do anything. Danger money, insurance, health insurance should be free for all these teachers. Yeah. Well, from here on in, any teacher that is dealing with what Sophie has dealt with, and you're not supposed to take sides in this old game, but sod that, I'll be on your side. 0818 96 96 96, because I know, and I wouldn't mention where it happened, and I would never mention the child's name, but I do recall when my boy was in school, there was one lad, a nice lad, I met him, he would turn on you, on his classmates, and hurt them, and run at them, and knock them against a wall. And I'm not saying my lad was big enough to bunt him into the middle of next week, but he's not made that way. My lad's a big, gentle giant. And he wouldn't touch him, but he was afraid of his life of him. But what was going on in that misfortunate kid's mind? That's all he had.
Cork's 96 FM.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.